Happy New Year, everyone. The new church year, that is. We begin today a new church season, a new cycle of readings, a new liturgical year. We leave behind the Gospel of St. Luke, and we begin to hear passages and stories and teachings, mostly from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It is Advent. The first candle on our wreath has been lit and blessed. Our vestment colors have changed to a deep bluish purple. And we try once again to be Advent people. Advent people. People of faith who remember prayerfully Jesus' first coming, all the while preparing, waiting, anticipating his coming again in glory. Now is the time to shake off the dust of a dry old year with all its missed opportunities, failures, disappointments, losses. It's time to confess our faults, to make amends. It's also, as you'll hear in many malls, it's a time to be jolly and festive, yes. But Advent is also a serious time, a time to liberate ourselves from whatever binds us and no longer serves us well. Advent is a time to look backward and ahead, to take a last look at what we've done and what we've failed to do, and a look ahead at what we still can be and want to be, hope to be. On the first Sunday of Advent, sounds a little like last week, we still hear readings about the apocalypse and the end of time. But we hear a fresh prophecy from Isaiah. We get practical advice from St. Paul about being awake, being alert, and a gospel that urges us to prepare, to be ready to meet Christ at a time we least expect. Of course, with each new year, the day of the Lord is closer at hand. Hopefully we get that message. We hold the future within us. And although we cannot control all future events, we can affect the days and months ahead by how we live, what we choose, what we think, what we say to one another. What kind of new year will it be? Will it be a year of peace or a year of conflict? Will we choose generosity or greed? Will we forgive those who trespass against us, or will we continue to hang on to bitterness and brooding? Will we be kind or cold, sincere or false, faithful or untrustworthy? We have choices. Will we practice new virtues, or will we cling to the same old vices? Advent, it's a new beginning. You know, the intriguing thing about Advent is that no one makes us do anything to acknowledge this glorious season. It's not like Lent. There are no ashes to wear. There's no days of fast or abstinence. There's no rice bowls or things to give up. We're on our own. Advent is up to us. Advent is a decision we make. We can embrace the meaning of the season or not. We can embrace it or bury it in the rush and busyness of all the holiday responsibilities we take on. It's up to us. There are many joys associated with this sacred season. Some of them are quite obvious. We have our Advent wreath here. We hope you have them in your home as well. A reminder that we need to pray. We need to prepare for Jesus' birth. There's also the many joys of the songs we sing and the feasts we celebrate and the decorations and the gatherings and the reunions and the surprises of the season. Little signs that something wonderful is happening. Children teach us a lot about this, don't they, huh? They live Advent in expectation. Expectation. They get excited about it. God wants to be with us. He wants to bless us in special ways, each one of us. God is trying to get our attention. He wants us to learn his ways, to walk his paths, to open our eyes and ears and hearts to his presence. My prayer is that the blessings of the season will be upon us, upon our families. May we be awake, alert, to the wonder, to the joy, to the grace of this season. Happy Advent, all of you. Happy New Year.